Thank you, Rachel. Well, we were taking a trip down memory lane yesterday, Allie.
It was crowds gathering around computers, remembering my days of wearing striped shirts and tough skins.
I have, right, which was like a week ago, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, wait, no. We were playing clips from the original season of Sesame Street, which has just come out on DVD. And the thing that was so interesting about it, and this was pointed out first to us by Virginia Heffernan. She writes a column called The Medium for the New York Times Magazine. And she was writing about the fact that these old Sesame Street episodes are actually maybe too hot for today's kids or maybe too gritty. Do we have the music, the theme song? Let's get in the mood here. Come on, guys. It's going to be a good morning, isn't it?
You know, I have a desire for Nestle's Quick right now. I want to eat graham crackers and sleep on a rug.
That is really the television show that taught me how to read. I didn't go to kindergarten. Thanks, Susie. But thanks to Sesame Street, I was able to pick up a few of the essential elements of reading, which allows me to read Virginia Heffernan's amazing work, which has been in such places as Slate Magazine. She was an editor at Harper's and Talk Magazine. In 2005, she published a comic novel called The Underminer. And as we just mentioned, she now works for the New York Times Magazine, and she joins us now. Hi, Virginia.
Sunny days!
Sunny days? Is that what you said? Or did you say Sunny D?
I said Sunny Days, but Sunny D, well, then maybe that's the 2007 version.
That's right. I just wanted to be the kid in the Sunny Delight commercial when they said, we got some cola, some purple junk, to go, oh, purple junk. I love that. Sorry, I'm digressing. Virginia, you wrote this great column about these old school episodes of Sesame Street. What jumped out at you when you actually looked back on these after all these years?
Well, first of all, the DVDs themselves come with a warning, and I'm going to try to get it exactly right. I think that there's a little cartoon figure that comes out before the first episode, and he stands at a podium and says something like, these early Sesame Street episodes are intended for grown-ups and may not suit the needs of today's preschoolers. And they try to make it sound, you know, like it's just fun, but that is a very earnest warning on these shows. And when I watched it with a friend of mine born around the same time I was, 69, who has a couple of kids, she heard the warning and just out loud, what did they do to us?
like you were having suddenly a repressed memory was surfacing.
I definitely had dimly remembered that something in the palette of the show was really unnerving, both unnerving and thrilling. I watched it from a small town, and it made me think of, you know, New York's mean streets.
Well, I wondered about that because there's this really cranky guy, Oscar the Grouch, and the Cookie Monster who apparently overeats all the time. You would never see that in a DVD for a kid today.
That's right. There, you know, the characters, even the Carolyn Parente, the executive producer now, says they really would never have been able to create Oscar the Grouch, an unmedicated, chronic depressive, who really does not, he doesn't employ any of today's techniques, no cognitive therapy. He has no regime of antidepressants. He's just going.
He does live in a garbage can. I mean, just for the record, it's hard to get that stuff.
You don't see him showing any ambitions to get out even.
Oscar, you've got to take control of your own life from within.
That's right.
Fix the can from within, buddy. Fix the can in your soul. What are some of the other things, though? Like Cookie Monster pretending to be Alistair Cookie and eating his pipe?
Well, yeah. Although, Alistair Cookie, so they, in the early days, they did a lot of parodies of other PBS shows. Today they do, they still do parodies of television shows, including 24 and some other stuff. But they, the early days, they took on especially PBS shows. So Alistair Cookie was the host of a show called Monster Peace Theater. And I remember, I don't know if you all remember, that the parodies were also kind of scary because you knew that your parents were sort of watching the shows they were parodying. And I don't know, somehow I found that upsetting. But anyway, so Alistair Cookie used to smoke a pipe, because Alistair Cook had smoked a pipe on the real show. Now they cannot show you that. No character can ever be seen smoking a pipe.
Or eating a pipe for that matter.
He also ate the pipe, but that's not what today's researchers are worried about. They're just worried about the smoking.
Now, there's another thing that you're kind of obsessed with, and I am too now, which is this song about where milk comes from called Hey Cow. Let's just let's sample that for a minute.
Chewing the grass so green, making the milk. Waiting for milking time.
The cow makes milk for her baby, the calf. But she makes much more milk than her calf can drink.
And this video goes on for 6 hours and 14 minutes.
And you can I can tell by how, where you interrupted it, that you start to get impatient almost with the first chord. You know, you almost think, the 6 hours is telegraphed even in that first section. Was life just at such a slower pace that this made sense to preschoolers and adults? I mean, you hear that exact line about the cow makes milk for her calf several times.
Yeah, it's like a 7-minute song of just stock footage of cows walking around a field with that song. Here's the question I want to ask you, Virginia, as we wind this down. And I don't want to sound like Sean Hannity or something, like, oh, no, the PC police are here. But, like, really? Why are kids such wusses now? Weren't we better off being able to see that the subway was a possibly scary place?
Seriously, does everybody get a trophy? Does everybody need a trophy?
I don't know if I think that the changes on the show go in both directions. The contemporary Sesame Street is much faster paced. I mean, you don't think that people listening to that cow song are especially tough. I mean, that is a, you know, it's like a morning is broken, Michael rode the boat ashore kind of version of the 60s. There is a version of the 60s on the 60s and 70s on the show that's tougher, but kids are tougher in some ways and less tough in others.
For us in our 30s and 40s who consider ourselves pretty tough, I guess we can thank our time down on Sesame Street.
Our badass Sesame Street.
That's right. Thank you, Virginia.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Virginia
Hefferman. Have to read her column.
Oh, my gosh. We'll link to it on the blog.
It's really funny.
It's the Medium column is what it's called. She writes it for the New York Times Magazine. We'll have all kinds of video and written goodness for you on the Bryant Park Project blog. Keep listening. We've got lots more for you coming up.
I never put the Bert and Ernie thing together until Virginia wrote about it.
That her calf can drink. So twice a day, on farms all over America,